So after the pass completion by Harrison King to Isaac Trango for 38 yards, Scott City would be into Cowboy territory here in the second quarter. They lead 6-0 at the time, and that would be the only completion of the night for Harrison King. He only had four pass attempts as Scott City was able to take care of business on the ground, and Scott City got more to what their identity was throughout the night there with the ground game, and they definitely got that started there. But anyways, Scott City moved the ball down the field. They went 92 yards on their second drive. It was a 7-minute, 5-second drive, their longest drive by far this year, and it would be capped off by the senior Sawyer Stevens.
Goodland, they shuffle in three new linemen after that. Goal to go for Beavers at the 5. They've run over 7 minutes on this series. Up the middle, Sawyer Stevens into the end zone. Touchdown, Scott City. Right up the heart of the Cowboy defense from 5 yards out on Stevens' first carry of the night. And it's 12-0 with 7:30 to go, second quarter.
Sawyer Stevens with a touchdown run there, making the score 12-0 with 7:30 to go in the second quarter. That was a 15-play, 92-yard drive that took just over 7 minutes. A two-point conversion would fail for Scott City. And so they'd have the 12-0 lead. Goodland would have their first series of the second quarter, and they'd be forced to punt. Goodland had a pretty strong time of possession the first quarter. Scott City would have a pretty good strong possession of the second quarter and have it almost, let's see here, all but about 2.5 minutes of that second quarter. And so that's about 9.5 minutes of that second quarter. Scott City had the ball, and it kind of wore down Goodland there. And even though Scott City did not score in their third possession when they started at their own 38 with 5:01 to go second quarter, they did have a couple things, holding penalties and a sack that backed them up there, and a touchdown pass on fourth down that wiped a touchdown off the board late in the second quarter. The Beavers would punt. Goodland would be stuffed on their own play or on their own 21-yard line toward the end of the half. And so Scott City would take a 12-0 lead in the locker room over the Goodland Cowboys at halftime. And it was a pretty dominated first half by Scott City after that first series by Goodland. And even though Scott City did not score on their third possession of the ball game, but Scott City seemed to really dominate the ground game in the first half, and that would set up for more in the second half, and we'll pick up there in the third quarter in our next segment. Scott City had this 12-0 lead as we head to the third quarter in our next segment here on WesternKansasNews.com.